To summarize, when we ask for your support, what we are simply asking for is for you to help hold up our hands with regards to our ministry assignment, one on one side and one on the other side, so that our hands will remain steady and not grow weary. We are all a part of a whole. Why? Because there is a part that I need to play. There is a part that you need to play. There is a part that the other person needs to play in the kingdom of God to make up all that God is expecting to see per time with regards to his purpose. So we are all a part of a whole. When it comes to support, you always have something to give. It doesn't have to be necessarily in the area of finances. It might just be spiritual support. It might just be moral support. It might just be technological support. It might just be any other form of support. But to say that you don't have anything to give is a statement that has no foundation in the Word of God. Every form of giving or offering is unique and significant to God. Let me make this plea to you, and it's a very important one from the depths of my heart. Please, if the Lord is leading you or laying it in your heart to support Tigom Incorporated in whatever capacity, financially, please don't hold back. For your sake, I want to emphasize that. For your own sake, don't hold back. Because most of the time, from experience and from stories we have here and there, the consequences of holding back in such regard is usually grievous. We've heard of stories of people who held back what God laid in their hearts to offer to a ministry or to individuals in need, and suffered seriously for holding back such. A man of God shared of how God laid in his heart to give a car to a minister in another ministry. He withheld obeying God in that regard. And what happened? That car got grounded where it was parked. From the moment God gave him that instruction and he disobeyed, that car never left that spot where it was parked. It got grounded and it was sold out in scrap. He confessed with his own mouth that he disobeyed an instruction to give that car to a man of God as God laid in his heart. Please, for your own sake, if God is leading you to support us in whatever capacity financially, don't hold back. For your own sake. Someone sold a property recently and was supposed to pay the tithe of what he sold to his church. But God laid in his heart to sow that tithe into our ministry, Tigom Incorporated. And what happened? He obeyed that instruction, forwarded that money to us, and the rest is history. God transformed his life in a marvelous way. And I cannot tell you how far what he gave went to support our ministry assignment at Tigom Incorporated. So if God is laying it in your heart to support our ministry in whatever capacity financially, please don't hold back. For your own sake, for your own good. Praise the Lord. This is God's ambassador, Samuel A. Ajayi, the pioneer and international president of Total Impact Global Outreach Ministries Incorporated, also known as Tigom Incorporated. I just want to quickly bring to you a brief explanation of what the word support means to us at Tigom Incorporated. I'll be reading a scriptural text from the book of 2 Kings chapter 5 from verse 1 to 14. Reading from the Amplified Version of the Bible, it says, "Now Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Aram, Syria, was considered a great man by his king and was highly respected because through Naaman, the Lord had given victory to Aram, Syria. He was also a man of courage, but he was a leper. The Arameans, that is the Syrians, had gone out in bands as raiders and had taken captive a little girl from the land of Israel, and she waited on Naaman's wife as a servant. She said to her mistress, 'I wish that my master Naaman were with the prophet who is in Samaria. Then he would heal him of his leprosy.' Naaman went in and told his master, the king, 'The girl who is from the land of Israel said such and such.' Then the king of Aram, Syria, said, 'Go now, and I will send a letter to the king of Israel, Jehoram, the son of Ahab.' So he left and took with him 10 talents of silver and 6,000 shekels of gold and 10 changes of clothing. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel. It said, 'And now when this letter comes to you, I will have sent my servant Naaman to you, so that you may heal him of his leprosy.' When the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his clothes in shock and outrage at the request and said, "Am I God to kill and to make alive that this man sends to me a request to heal a man of his leprosy?" Just consider what he is asking and see how he is seeking an opportunity for a battle with me. Now, when Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes, he sent word to the king asking, "Why have you torn your clothes? Just let Naaman come to me, and he shall know that there is a true prophet in Israel." So Naaman came with his horses and chariots and stopped at the entrance of Elisha's house. Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, "Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh will be restored to you, and you will be clean." But Naaman was furious and went away and said, "Indeed, I thought he would at least come out to see me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and wave his hand over the place of leprosy and heal the leper. Are not Abana and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus in Aram, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean?" So he turned and went away in a rage. Then his servants approached and said to him, "My father, if the prophet had told you to do some great thing, would you not have done it? How much more then, when he has said to you, 'Wash and be clean'?" So he went down and plunged himself into the Jordan 7 times, just as the man of God has said, and his flesh was restored like that of a little child, and he was clean. Very quickly, from the long scriptural text that I've just read, I want to establish 3 important points here. The first point says, we are all a part of a whole. We are all a part of a whole. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 6 from the Amplified Version buttresses that. It says, "I planted, Apollos watered, but God all the while was causing the growth." We are all a part of a whole. Why? Because there is a part that I need to play. There is a part that you need to play. There is a part that the other person needs to play in the kingdom of God to make up all that God is expecting to see per time with regards to his purpose. So we are all a part of a whole. I plant, Apollos waters, but it is God that makes all the growth possible. You know, of course, as an individual in an employment, in that company where you work, for instance, you are just a part of the whole entity called that company. You are one out of the numerous employees working in that organization. And each one of you working in that organization is expected to play his or her roles in the various departments of that organization or company so that the company on the long run can achieve her goals. So when you play your part, when the other person who is an employee in that company plays his part, when that other person who is in the other department plays his part also, everything harnesses together to make up the company's goals. And that is why I said that we are all a part of a whole. No one is complete all by himself. No one is a whole all by himself. We are all a part of a whole. You plant, another person waters. Another person adds to the watering. And everything comes together to make a whole. And sometimes it is somebody else that plants and you water, and another person adds to the watering process, and everything comes together to make a whole. What am I trying to say here? I'm just trying to make a point that in life, by the standard of life and by the standard of God's word, we are all a part of a whole. The second point I want to establish by the scripture that I've just read is that everyone always has something to give or offer, no matter how little or big. No matter how significant or insignificant it may seem. I refer back to the roles that were played by the maid of Naaman's wife in the long scriptural text that I just read earlier, and the servants of Naaman towards the healing of their master's leprosy. That little maid, as insignificant as she may have looked in the whole scenario, gave an advice that was life-changing for Naaman. A very simple and little advice. He said, "I believe, sir, that when you go to Israel, you will find help for your leprosy. There is a prophet in Israel that can heal you, that can help you out of your leprosy." It was just a counsel by a little maid that you may consider insignificant. In those days, the words of maids are not considered anything serious. They are relegated to the background. They take them more like something similar to servants. But as insignificant as that maid may have seemed, her counsel went a long way to bring healing to Naaman, to change the course of Naaman's life forever. So little counsel, but it made all the difference for Naaman. So what am I trying to say? Everyone always has something to give or offer, no matter how little or big it may seem. Look at those servants of Naaman also. When Naaman was eaten up by his pride and wanted to go back on the word of the man of God, he said, couldn't he have come out and just made the declaration, you know, and all of those thoughts of his? He wanted to go back and he was eaten by his pride. He wanted to say, I'm not taking this. This is not for me. But his servants came and said, sir, if he had asked you for something bigger, wouldn't you have done it? Just do what he asked you to do and get your healing. They were just servants, insignificant men, as you may call them. But what they offered was so significant that it changed the life of Naaman forever. What am I saying? Everyone always has something to give or offer, no matter how little or big, no matter how significant or insignificant it may seem. So when it comes to support, you always have something to give. It doesn't have to be necessarily in the area of finances. It might just be spiritual support. It might just be moral support. It might just be technological support. It might just be any other form of support. But to say that you don't have anything to give is a statement that has no foundation in the Word of God. Everyone always has something to give or offer, no matter how little or big, no matter how significant or insignificant it may seem. The third point I want to establish from that is that every form of giving or offering is unique and significant to God. Looking at the Word of God from Luke chapter 6 verse 38, from the Amplified Version of the Bible, it says, give and it shall be given to you. They will pour into your lap a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over with no space left for more. For with the standard of measurement you use when you do good to others, it will be measured to you in return. So every form of giving or offering is unique and significant to God, whether it is little or much. But the truth is that the standard of measurement you use when you do good to others is the same standard of measurement that will be meted to you in return. That is the word of God. You can see that in that scripture, Luke chapter 6, verse 38. The same standard of measurement you use when you do good to others is the same standard that will be measured to you in return. So which means that if you sit back and fold your arms and say, well, I don't have anything to offer Tigom Incorporated, of course, the same measure will be meted to you. But if you say, I don't have finances to give to Tigom Incorporated, but I think I can pray for their ministry assignment. I think I can give them some moral support by helping to share their outreach material online so that it goes viral. That same measure will be meted to you. And can I say in the reward system of God that God always rewards in good measure, pressed down, shaking together, and running over capacity. That is seen in his word from Luke chapter 6 verse 38. So finally, I want to read a scripture to you from the book of Exodus chapter 17 verse 12. Reading from the Amplified Version of the Bible, it says, but Moses' hands were heavy and he grew tired. So they took a stone and put it under him and he sat on it. Then Aaron and Hur held up his hands, one on one side and one on the other side. So it was that his hands were steady until the sun set. Now, when we ask for your support, what we are simply asking for is for you to help hold up our hands with regards to our ministry assignment, one on one side and one on the other side, so that our hands will remain steady and not grow weary. Therefore, going by the revelation from Exodus chapter 17 verse 12, we are not ashamed to ask for your help and support, not only financially, but also spiritually, morally, and technologically. As an international evangelistic outreach ministry, we'll constantly need your prayer support and backing. This is what we call spiritual support. Help us. Remember us regularly in your prayer schedule for the successful and extensive implementation of our ministry assignment, both locally and internationally. Also, we'll constantly need your moral support and backing. This is what we refer to as moral support. Encourage us. As an international evangelistic outreach ministry, there are three important ways you can give us your moral support and backing. These three ways are as follows. 1. by helping us make our outreach material go viral online. How do you do this? By simply helping us to share our outreach material online for free to friends, families, colleagues at work, other individuals, groups and communities alike on numerous social media platforms or blogs in the PDF format in which it exists. We call this online sharing and distribution. Our outreach material is titled How to Find God's Will for Your Life, Two Important Ways. Two, by helping us share the printed copy or hard copy print of our outreach material for free, personally to as many people as possible, to friends, families, colleagues at the workplace, other individuals, groups and communities alike. We call this offline sharing and distribution. Three, by sharing your testimony with us and of course with others too. This is yet one important way you can give us moral support and backing as a ministry reaching out to you. Your testimonies serve as a form of feedback response for us with regards to what God is doing through our ministry in your life. To summarize, we'll be greatly encouraged to make greater impact in our ministry if you share your testimony of total impact, divine encounter, and transformation by God's word with us from time to time, and of course, with others. Therefore, we would expect you to share your testimony with us and let the whole world know what God has done or is doing in your life through our ministry impact. In addition, we'll constantly need your financial support and backing. This is what we label as financial support. Help us. Pledge your financial support to us at all times. Remember us regularly in your financial plan and budget so that we can reach the unreached with the impact of God's love. We strongly encourage you to give generously to our ministry and be a part of the total impact that God is set to make in the lives of many through our ministry assignment. Our ultimate vision, passion, and mission is to be able to distribute for free printed copies of our outreach material titled How to Find God's Will for Your Life, Two Important Ways, to people in hospitals, prisons, orphanages, remand homes, hotels, and even in street corners where smokers and drug addicts usually meet. Help us achieve this vision as much as God empowers you financially. Make your financial commitments to us today by becoming a covenant partner with our ministry. We strongly assure you that when you give to support our ministry assignment, you automatically give to support the fulfillment of God's will on earth. And God, who secretly sees you giving to support His work, will surely reward you openly, in good measure, pressed down, shaking together, and running over capacity, according to Luke chapter 6, verse 38. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Let me make this plea to you, and it's a very important one from the depths of my heart. Please, if the Lord is leading you or laying it in your heart to support Tigom Incorporated in whatever capacity, financially, please don't hold back. For your sake, I want to emphasize that, for your own sake, don't hold back. Because most of the time, from experience and from stories we have here and there, the consequences of holding back in such regard is usually grievous. We've heard of stories of people who held back what God laid in their hearts to offer to a ministry or to individuals in need and suffered seriously for holding back such. A man of God shared of how God laid in his heart to give a car to a minister in another ministry. He withheld obeying God in that regard. And what happened? That car got grounded where it was parked. From the moment God gave him that instruction and he disobeyed, that car never left that spot where it was parked. It got grounded and it was sold out in scrap. He confessed with his own mouth that he disobeyed an instruction to give that car to a man of God as God laid in his heart. Please, for your own sake, if God is leading you to support us in whatever capacity financially, don't hold back for your own sake. Someone sold a property recently and was supposed to pay the tithe of what he sold to his church. But God laid in his heart to sow that tithe into our ministry, Tigom Incorporated. And what happened? He obeyed that instruction, forwarded that money to us, and the rest is history. God transformed his life in a marvelous way. And I cannot tell you how far what he gave went to support our ministry assignment at Tigon Incorporated. So if God is laying it in your heart to support our ministry in whatever capacity financially, please don't hold back for your own sake, for your own good. Finally, we constantly need your technological support and backing. We call this technological support. Help us. Give us IT-based recommendations, suggestions, and services which conform to modern-day trends and can help us reach out to more people easily, faster, and even better. God bless you richly as you help us in all of these areas mentioned. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. God is counting on you. God bless you.